Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and I welcome the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK edition, US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications, a traveling man, Gene Marks. He's visited Charlotte. He's visited Palm Springs, speaking to small business councils and distributors. And that is the pulse of the economy right there. Jerome Powell wants to know what Gene knows. Gene, a very good evening to you. The week after the week, it's calming down a little bit. Now there's the Washington excitement of ministries being filled. But the markets have recovered and have been gleeful for several days. The question always comes up, what does small business think? They predicted Trump way back in 15, 16, and they were not pleased with 20, but that was a pandemic year. And this year, small business looks to be prospering. Is that accurate, Gene? Good evening to you.
Hi, John. Yeah, small businesses so far in 2024 have been muddling along. I did a piece in The Hill a couple weeks ago that rounded up how many of them were doing, but they're moving. I mean, I spoke to the Pressure Sensitive Tape Council. These are CEOs of companies that make pressure sensitive materials, films, tapes, plastics, coated, laminated, hot melt. These are things that go into solar panels and machines and products that are used even in everyday life, packaging, things like that. And, like all manufacturers, they have been, muddling along this year. I mean, they when I showed them data from the Institute of Supply Management for Manufacturing, which shows that manufacturing has been really in contraction for the past 12 months, none of them were in disagreement with that. They've been struggling, again, profitable, but just not hand over fist. And then the next day, I went to Palm Springs, California, and I spoke to the National Association, or the Alliance for Chemical Distributors. So these are people that sell industrial chemicals into the manufacturing base, people that use it for all sorts of different uses. And it's the same thing. I mean, people are fine there, but their profits themselves have been flat year over year. They're struggling, of course, still to find employees and invest in technology. But across the board, they're all, you're fairly excited to see, what the Trump administration will do. It's a very pro-business administration. And they're looking forward to him coming in office. And hopefully, there'll be some of the effects of his policies, particularly on the regulatory side, that they feel will benefit them. So we will wait and see.
Two themes. One, the interest rates, cost of money, and two, regulation. Was there any mention of either?
Yeah, so as you and I have talked about, God, for so many times, and it was just validated by the pressure tape manufacturers and the chemical distributors. They have seen inflation come down, a bit more. And the consumer price index was released. I'm sorry, I don't have the PPI for you, the purchasing your price index, but the consumer price index is now at a 2.6 annual rate. Which is still above the Fed's target, but below, obviously lower than what it's been. The businesses that I talk to are seeing increases of anywhere from 2 to 4% on the stuff that they're buying. So it's still not, not great, but still, manageable. But again, that's 2 to 4% on top of the prices that the massive increases that they've been seeing over the past 2 to 3 years. So they're still trying to grapple with that. They all want to see interest rates come down. The Fed's chairman Powell said that there's no hurry to lower rates, is what he recently said just this past few days. People are expecting another rate reduction, hopefully in December, but that's still up in the air. Retail sales are strong, and which is good, but unemployment is low. Inflation is what it is right now at around 2.4%. So, you know, the Fed can skip a month, maybe do another rate increase, but businesses really, really want to see rates come down even more. It's still between 7 and 8% for the prime rate, which is still means that these chemical distributors are borrowing money at 9-10%. It's still high for them, and they'd like to see those numbers come down so they can make more investments.
And regulation, Gene, any mention of that?
So, you know, the chemical distributors in particular face lots of regulations over, particularly from the EPA and environmental, they're hoping not to have these reversed. I mean, they know a lot of these are for the good, you know, for society and humanity. What a lot of these businesses are turning to is some easement in regulations in the workplace. A lot of them have been struggling with new costs for overtime, hiring independent contractors for their businesses, new costs from OSHA, much higher fines and expansion of definitions. So, they're looking for the Trump administration to provide some relief from some of those regulations so that they can hire and manage their employees at without going broke doing so.
Let's look at some macro numbers that display the dilemma for the Federal Reserve. Having made cuts that are promising, there's now debate whether they will cut again in December. The retail sales increasing in October, a monthly basis retail sales 0.4% September to October, meaning we're still buying and that there's no falling away. There's been that talk for more than a year, Gene, that when the stimulus money runs out, people will go back to the bottom of their pocketbooks. Now, I get a mixed picture here because the inflation still bothers people. Just because its pace of rising has slowed doesn't mean that bottle of seltzer is going to be cheap again. It means that the price is going to stay there. So Mr. Powell is watching us buy retail, and we are. And the Consumer Price Index indicates that we're not an alarming inflation zone, and he can pause. So my expectation is that there very well may be a pause in December. Is that going to be difficult for people you've talked to, Gene?
It is. I mean, they don't want to see that pause, obviously. And I also want to also drive, you know, just underscore some of this. Not only are retail sales, showing well, this is from the Census Bureau as well as the National Retail Federation, but for those of you people that are like listening to our conversation, you really want to get a handle on how retail sales are doing. Watch the retailers and what they're saying. So the last time we heard from the big retailers, the Walmarts, Targets, Macy's, and Amazons, that was back in August. And back in August, Doug McMillon, the CEO of Walmart, was saying that he wasn't seeing any weaker consumer demand. And Brian Cornell, who's the CEO of Target at the time, was saying that they were seeing growth, actually, and, you know, an improvement trends across their discretionary. So the numbers were good back in August, which is that's why we're seeing in September and October. You know, now the government is reporting that, consumers are still buying, but it'll be very important. Walmart releases their earnings next week, November 19th. The same thing with Target is releasing their earnings on November 20th. The other retailers, it'll be a big week for earnings release for retail. Those are the people you want to watch. I mean, ignore the government. Listen to what the big retailers are saying, not only about how this last quarter was doing, but wherever they can, what they're expecting, what their expectations are for the holiday season and beyond. That's going to give us an indication as to whether or not the economy stays strong and whether or not the Fed may have to react and lower interest rates a little bit more if they see the economy slowing. So that's what I'm going to be watching. And you and I will talk about that when we get together again.
One more detail on your traveling. You traveled to California and to Charlotte. Are the planes full? Are the airports full?
Yeah, they are. The travel is busy. Planes have been full. You go through Charlotte. I don't know the last time you've been through the Charlotte airport, John, but it is a chaos going through that place. And of course, I always arrive at a gate that's on the opposite side of the airport. So, battling there. It's full and it's busy, and people are absolutely traveling. And the hotels I stayed at were busy as well. So that's a good sign.
Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer, and other distinguished publications. We're going to small business next, and Gene's recommendations about the Trump administration and small business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.